The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Brittany is here today for Am I Wrong. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay.
Oh, that sounds like a big fat lie.
Not convincing.
Yeah, really. You're a bad bluffer. Let's play poker. What's really wrong? What's the problem? Who's annoying you?
So I'm having some trouble with my fiance, Ken.
Okay. What's his problem?
So I need you guys to call him and tell him that he cannot get a motorcycle. We are getting married pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
And we're also expecting.
Oh, a baby.
And, yes, a baby.
Oh, that's
very good, Mark.
Yeah, look at that. Baby, marriage. Yeah, just get it all done at once. That makes perfect sense. Yeah,
exactly. One shot. Right. Just check everything off the list.
Right.
That was the plan. And it's just the worst time for him to go get a motorcycle financially, but also just because he's going to die. I know that he's going to die if he gets a motorcycle. It's just not a good idea.
Yeah.
It's not safe. And I just...
Is he really clumsy or a bad driver or just, you know,
no,
is he a big drunk or something?
No. He's not a bad driver and he's not like a horrible drunk. It's just that I feel like most of the people that get on motorcycles get into accidents. So
yeah, and it's not always their fault. Like it could be the other person that you worry about.
I don't know if most people who have motorcycles get into accidents, but...
But other people who have cars aren't paying attention,
right,
so that's
when,
the problem.
No, yeah, when you get into an accident on a motorcycle, it's worse. But all right, let's call Ken and find out why he wants his motorcycle so badly. Can you hang on one second, Brittany?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Who's this?
Ken, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Ken.
My friend and coworker.
What's up?
How y'all doing this morning?
We're good. Listen, we're from 95.1 WAPE, the hit radio station here in Jacksonville.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
We also have your fiance, Brittany, on the phone.
Right. You know Brittany, right? Fiance, soon-to-be mother of your child.
Yeah, I know Brittany, all right.
Yeah, cool.
She told us that you're going to, or you want to get a motorcycle, and she's really not down for it. Is that true?
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah. So why do you want to get a motorcycle? I guess you don't have a motorcycle, huh?
Not yet, but I'm definitely looking to buy, should have a motorcycle in the next few months, been saving up.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about it.
Why now? Like, now that you're about to have a baby and getting married, do you want one? Like, why didn't you get one before?
Probably to escape Megan.
I was asking him.
Oh,
Mark.
Sorry. I was just thinking about it myself. Ken, why now? What Megan said.
Well, I've been saving up. You know, my uncle, when I was a kid,
yeah,
he had a motorcycle. I rode around on it quite a bit, and it's just been like a goal I had. I just recently sort of locked down a full-time position. I've been saving up money. It's been a slow sort of thing, but I'm getting to the point where I can afford one.
Yeah,
so
you realize your goal.
Why not?
All right, well, yeah. Brittany thinks you're going to die on it. Did she tell you that?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Is that part of your plan, or?
Nah, I'm not buying a motorcycle so I can die.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people who own a motorcycle and don't get in an accident.
But Brittany, you were saying it's more like because you're about to have a baby, and financially it just seems like a very bad time.
Yeah, and a lot of people do die on motorcycles, and I don't want you to.
All right, can you guys hang on one second for me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we have a couple people online that probably have been in a similar situation. They want to comment, maybe offer you guys some advice. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back. 340-9595. Should he wait to get his motorcycle, or is now the best time ever? Ashley from Yulee. Good morning. How are you, Lee?
Hey, good. I can see both sides of the story. I was pregnant 4 years ago. My fiance has a motorcycle. He's had it for more longer than we've been together.
Yeah.
And all honesty, when he gets, it's a freedom for him. I can see that. I can see where she's coming from. I think she's just getting a little bit too overdramatic with the hormones, possibly because she's pregnant. but it's not everyone dies on a motorcycle. If you're smart, you know how to ride it.
Right.
You wear a helmet, you're not going to kill yourself.
Well, this is Florida. Yeah. People don't wear helmets.
Well, and it's not really necessarily the driver of the motorcycle. It's a lot of times the other drivers on the road.
Yeah, but when you're driving any vehicle or a motorcycle, you have to be cautious of your whereabouts.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Well, I know, but that doesn't mean people are.
Too many people are too distracted. But I can see both sides. I can see the financial part, because after you have a kid, things change. Not only that, but, you know, I have to listen to it every day. He wants a new motorcycle, and right now it's not the best time. So right. I can see that. He may see that after he gets the motorcycle and the baby's born.
No, that's a great point. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. I was going to get I took my motorcycle exam when my wife was pregnant.
You did not.
I did, yeah.
You really did?
I totally did.
How did she let you do that?
Well, I wanted to get a motorcycle. And what happened was I went to take the exam and I passed with flying colors. And I got my motorcycle endorsement. And then I was going to buy this cool motorcycle. It had a sidecar and everything. I was really excited about it. And my wife got pregnant, so I decided that the money was better used for, you know,
the
cribs, breast pumps, all that stuff, which was fine because I was like, no problem, I'll get it later. And then I just never got one.
Good. It's probably for the best, Mark. I'm going to be completely honest.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know. I just can't even picture you riding a motorcycle.
No, it was great. I'll show you. Well, you could ride in the sidecar. That's why I think we should get one now for the show. And like I could ride on the, or here's the thing. You and I could ride on the motorcycle. You could ride like behind me. And Justin could ride in the sidecar. And we could go to events and stuff. And we could get our logo on the side. Well, we don't have a logo. We could get a logo and then put it on the side.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
T-Dan from the north side. Good morning.
I give up.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, hold on one second. Are you just saying sure to make me be quiet and stop talking?
Yes, you nailed it.
T-Dan, what'd you want to say?
Look, I drove a bike for 20 years. But, you know, the guy, dude, has to realize it's not about him. You know, he's young.
Yeah.
He's got a hormonal fiance. He's pregnant. You know, let the baby come. You know, he can always get a bike later on. But if he cannot help his selfish self, then at least get a good term policy in place.
Life insurance. That's definitely important. Important. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. In fact, I guarantee there's like 14 life insurance agents listening to this right now that are going to call us and say, "Can I get that guy's information?"
I know.
Jacob, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good.
Hey, Jacob, what'd you want to say?
It's the simple fact of I want a motorcycle so bad that I can taste it. And I've got a 2-year-old. I know how it is. Financially, it's not in the budget.
Yeah.
But there's, and I drive for my job. There is so many people that have no care for people on motorcycles.
Yeah.
I mean, I would side with his fiance on this one, and honestly, you want to be around to see your child grow up, see him graduate high school and stuff like that. And why should she have to worry about every single day, is he going to come home or not?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's for real. Like, a lot of people get seriously injured or not die on motorcycles. It's like, it's really dangerous, especially the way people drive around the city.
No, I'm okay. That is a fair point. And my wife gets really, you know, she gets scared when I go out on my electric unicycle.
Yeah.
No. And she wonders.
Mostly because she's scared you're going to come home.
That's so
not
mean,
because
Megan.
You're not going to come home.
And granted, yes, I did have that one incident. But, I mean, I understand, you know, and it's not everybody, though. Is injured or hurt in a motorcycle?
No, that's true.
Or electric unicycle accident.
But you have to think about other people. That's the thing.
That is true. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. This is Angel from the North Side. Hi, Angel. How are you?
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. What do you want to say, Angel?
I want to say I totally sympathize with her for being, you know, pregnant and, you know, emotional and worried about the baby.
Mm.
But depending on her husband, if he's an experienced rider, you know, he needs to feel comfortable with what he's doing.
Right.
I've had 2 major car accidents and never once. I mean, I've been around motorcycles my whole life. Both of my major accidents were in vehicles. I got T-boned on Beach Boulevard. It was awful.
Huh.
I feel safer on a motorcycle than in a vehicle.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Here's the thing, though. Had you gotten T-boned on a motorcycle, I mean, you probably wouldn't be here talking to us.
No, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, look, Ken, a lot of people are saying, hey, maybe not. Maybe this isn't the best time. Seeing as how you do have all these, you know, adult responsibilities coming up, like a baby. and a wife. You know, fun stuff like that.
I mean, I get it. I could put it off, I guess. I see what y'all are saying. I mean, if it makes Brittany feel better, I guess that's the whole idea. But
wow,
you know,
you learned that quick. You learned that early on.
I'll give that motorcycle down the line. Like, that's not going to change. But y'all are right. It's bad timing.
Okay. Oh, okay. So push. We can put it down the line a little bit.
Oh yeah, I'm getting that motorcycle.
Okay, Brittany,
it's just a matter of time.
All right. So deferring, Brittany, does that help? Is that better for you?
Yeah, but baby, can you do it after I'm dead, please?
Oh my god.
I don't know if you want to throw that on the table because. Never mind. It's the big. Okay, good. Well, congratulations, by the way, on all your.
There you go.
All your happy.
Thank you.
It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.